It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, hi, everybody. Welcome to the program, Felger and Maserati, Wednesday, March 4th. We're presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub and simulcast across New England and the country on NBC Sports Boston from our Town Fair Tire Studios in Dorchester. Let's begin with the Brady Watch. We will have thoughts on the Bruins last night. We will have thoughts on the Celtics last night. We will have thoughts on the latest on Chris Sale. But we do have to begin with the Brady Watch and some developments in the story, developing opinions, and actual developing news. And so there's been some reporting in the traditional media, if you will, in the accepted media. Tom Curran and Karen Garigian of the Boston Herald, Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston, has some of this. But I'll just go to Jimmy Stewart, who texted us at 9:30 this morning the following information. And again, some of this has been doubled down by Tom Curran and Karen Garigian. Ed, Stu, do you want to read it or do you mind if I do? Like, you tell me what you want. This is your stuff.
I'm more than happy to have you read it or you read it. You know, you're the facilitator. I can handle it.
Okay. Facilitate, Mike. Facilitate.
So I'll start. I got a text this morning that said, quote, Vegas was a West Coast leverage, but with San Francisco in and willing to bring Antonio Brown, it eliminates the need for Vegas.
Okay. So item number one, let's just take this one at a time.
Sure.
Because there's a lot here.
Item number one that, and this ties all into a developing opinion I have. Vegas was West Coast leverage. Now that San Fran is involved, no need for Vegas. Also, Stu, what else about Vegas and San Fran?
So my follow-up was, so San Fran is in and willing to bring in Antonio Brown. Brady's still at 0% for staying in New England, right? Reply, yes on both. Antonio Brown burning the bridge in Vegas ultimately eliminated them.
Okay, so Antonio Brown still in the picture here. The fact that the Raiders won't bring Antonio Brown back also works against them. And important to note there, Stu had this last week with his source, Brady's still at 0% for staying in New England. The source confirms, yes, 0% chance staying in New England. Continue.
So then I followed up with teams that I thought were of interest to Brady. This is something I said last week. So I texted back updated list, which was the Chargers, the Rams, the Titans, the Dolphins, and San Francisco, question mark. The response I got back, San Francisco, Tennessee, Chargers, Rams, Miami. My question was, is that the order? Yes, that is the order. So San Francisco right now is the number one team on Tom Brady's board.
Please give me that board again in order so I can write it down.
San Francisco.
Yep.
Tennessee.
Yep.
Chargers.
Yep.
Rams.
Yep.
Dolphins.
Okay. What else you got, Stu?
And the Niners are coming hard.
Stick it to Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft.
Hold on. You talked over each other. Go ahead, start over.
Tennessee would be to stick it to Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. Los Angeles would be business. And Tom would give Miami a meeting as a nod to Flores, but don't think he goes there.
Okay.
So that is essentially equivalent to Kevin Durant giving the Celtics a meeting as a, hey, we know you're on the uptick. We're going to give you a little bit of respect here.
There was one more piece to the Miami thing?
The pitch on Miami was Antonio Brown related.
Okay, so Miami would promise Brady we'd bring in Antonio Brown.
Yes.
And that's their pitch. Is that it? I mean, I don't mean to say like that's it. Like, that's a lot, but I mean.
No, there's one more. Stand by. This is in reference to the phone call. Maz, do me for a second.
I have it here, too, if you want it. Also, quote, I'm going to leave out the first name. Don't say the name.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, blank source.
No, don't even do that.
Right, exactly.
I'll say it. The quote is, Tom talked to Bill yesterday, and Bill still talked like he owned Tom Brady's rights.
Okay, so this is Jimmy Sources on the ground. And this is the piece that's been corroborated and doubled down by Tom Curran on NBC Sports Boston and Garen Garigian of the Herald. At least if there's more, then I don't know, but that's as of an hour ago. Tom talked to Bill yesterday, Tuesday, and Bill still talked like he owned Tom's rights. Tom Curran and Garen Garigian have followed up that the call did not go well. Okay, so
shocker.
That's the latest. That's what we know. Your thoughts, Maz?
So I think the news of the phone call, it feels to me, is coming from the Brady side, because I have a hard time believing that someone on the Bill Belichick side would release information about the phone call acknowledging that it did not go well. Like, that's just my two cents. But I think that this, I said this to you as I saw you walk in today, it's starting to heat up a little bit. This thing's really starting to heat. And so, you know, we still get time, obviously, but there are pieces, starting to move. And my only question, I'm really intrigued by the phone call as much as anything else. Certainly Brady's link to Antonio Brown, we've talked about. The Niners, we talked about yesterday. The phone call to me is the newest piece of information. So that's sort of what I'm stuck on at the moment. You can talk me out of it. But the only question I have about the phone call is, was that just Bill being Bill? Or did he do it on purpose because there's an ulterior motive?
And what would be the ulterior motive?
Maybe he's testing Kraft. In other words, I'm going to make it look like, and I'm going to be a dink to Brady, because I want to see if the owner steps in here. And I want to see, you know, do I really have decision-making power, or is the owner going to jump through some sort of hoop with his boots and his red cape and come in at the end and save the day?
See, to me, I think you're overthinking it.
I probably am. I'm just saying, but to me, the question, you know, to me, it's what was Bill doing? Was Bill just being Bill, which is probably what it is? Or did he actually say, yeah, I'm going to talk to Tom tomorrow. I'm going to be a dick when he calls.
It's proof that he doesn't want him. What's been the most important thing that we hear to Brady if he's to come back here? Respect. Show me a little love. Can you do that, Bill? Can you show me some love? And clearly he can't. Would it be so hard for Bill Belichick to have that phone call and be like, hey, look, sorry, I haven't been in touch. Let's start talking here. You know, we got a couple of weeks before, you know, you're officially a free agent, but we want to have you back. Just show him a little love. Be a normal human being, Bill. He can't do it. He's not going to do it. He's not going to change. So if I'm Tom Brady on the other end of that phone call, I say, not same guy. It's going to be the same thing. Nothing's going to change here. I F off. I'm done here. Nothing's going to change in terms of you showing me the respect that I feel like I've earned after 20 years, 6 Super Bowls. Can you just do that one thing? No? Then screw.
Stu?
Just one other thing about Bill Belichick's tone. This is the same Bill Belichick who, the morning he traded Richard Seymour, it was a 30-second phone conversation. So there is history here of Bill being cold to a Hall of Fame-level player.
Oh, yeah. He has no bedside manner. I mean, I think we all... That's a given. But Murray's point is interesting, where Brady wants it this time. He wants to feel a connection and a partnership and not to be talked down to. And he's you know, part of the story is how Brady feels he's been treated, and certainly most recently, the last 20 years, but really the last, whatever, handful. And so he wants that to change. Did it change with this call? Not according to, I would agree with Maz, probably the Brady people. Curran writes, they talked. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady had a telephone conversation on Tuesday to discuss Brady's impending free agency. It wasn't
particularly productive, a source told me. How long they talked and whether they got into discussions about money, length of term, or any contract details isn't known. Belichick, according to the source, was all business. The impression drawn was that Belichick spoke as if Brady was, quote, still under contract. So even the verbiage is the same there from Stewart. So here's my developing opinion. I'm starting to take Brady really seriously. You know, to this point, like if you had put a gun to my head, I think he caves and he, you know, doesn't have the balls to go through with it and he comes back. But boy, is he doing everything right. And the most latest revelation and the most, you know, the thing that I think he's really doing now is he's building a real market. A real market. Like this, this question to me was the biggest one, where Brady believes that he's got a lot of interest and the market's really robust for him. And where the Patriots say, you know, remember, you know, this was,
of course,
this was sort of leaked to Kern, I feel, through the team side, saying, you know, what you think's out there is not going to be out there, Tom. You know, your age and you want multiple years and you're, you know, you're not going to have a market. And so to me, the most interesting piece is which one's right. Is the market robust and Brady has all these suitors, or it's really not out there? And I'm beginning to believe, you know what, that both are true, in that Brady has a lot of teams after him willing to give him a lot of money that he has no chance of going to. So it really doesn't do him any good. Like Tampa. Tampa can offer him 3 years, $100 million fully guaranteed, and Brady ain't going to go there, and the Patriots know it. So what good is that market? You know, the Raiders, the Chargers, the Bucks, those teams will throw the house at him. And the Patriots say, fine, go ahead. You want to be a Buck? Go be a Buck. There's no way you're going to go be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. There's no way you're going to go play for Anthony Lynn. There's no way you're going to go play in a West Coast offense for John Gruden, and you know it, and we know it. And the Pats are right. Tampa's interest doesn't matter. The Chargers' interest doesn't matter. Tom Brady's not going to go play for Anthony Lynn. So you know what he's doing? He's building a real market of teams he would go to. Tennessee, he would go to. San Fran, he would go to. And I wonder, is that what that Giants rumor was? And not that the Giants are a complete football team, but it makes sense on enough levels. He can certainly live where he wants to live, and the brand, and you know, a lot of things make sense other than the Giants' defense and offensive line. But a lot of other things make sense down there. And, you know, where did we first hear the New York Giants stuff? From Zoe. Kind of a Brady thing, you know what I mean? So, like, is that Brady building his market for places he actually would go? And that's smart. Because the Pats can't look at Brady and go, there's no way you're going to San Fran. Because he would. In some ways, it's a better situation than here. In some ways, not all. And so...
this just makes me think about Gasper bringing up the Minnesota Vikings for the past, like, 4 months, too. You know? Like, he would go there. That's a good team.
I'm not as sure of that, because I just don't... like, I think market matters.
But you know what? The specifics matter. I'm not telling you they don't. He only needs a couple.
But they have to be places that he would really go to.
Well, no, that's... I mean, he needs a couple of legit ones.
Legit ones.
That's all he needs.
That's right.
That's all he needs.
Legit ones. The Pats are smart in terms of, all right, yeah, so what? Tampa's offering you 3 years, $100 million. You're not going to go there. You know it. We know it. So what? That's not real leverage. That's not. And, you know, you say, well, you can still use it to bounce it off the Patriots. But if you have no intention of going, it's not real leverage. Right. It's not a real suitor. And so I think both things are true. When you hear Jeff Darlington say there's eight teams after him, I agree. Six of them he wouldn't go to. And everyone knows it. So what's the point? So build a market for teams you would go to. That's, now we're talking.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, from the very beginning, I felt that all you really need, I mean, other than the Patriots, all you really need is one. I mean, one really serious one.
Right.
Okay, that works for everybody. And I mean, meaning the team and Brady, that both sides want each other. Tennessee. At the end of the day, all he really needs is Tennessee. That's all he needs. Now, if he has San Francisco on top of it, and you know, potentially others out there.
What's better for him, Tennessee or San Fran?
San Fran.
San Francisco.
Why?
Better team.
Yeah, better team all around, and I think the going home thing would probably matter to him.
And they'd probably...
Okay. Purely football. So I meant purely football.
Oh.
San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco.
I think they would both bring in AB.
What'd you say, Jimmy?
Tennessee.
I think
Vrabel
so.
Would work with Brady.
Exactly.
If he goes to San Francisco, he's got to work into the Kyle Shanahan offense.
Exactly.
I don't know. I think you start making modifications when you have a player like that. I think they all do.
So they both work. I just wonder.
I mean, Kittle's young Gronk. I mean, that to me is that gives them I put them above Tennessee simply because of that one particular player. But that scheme, that running game, their offensive line, they're great defensively. Like, I think that team is stacked.
But hey, if Jimmy Garoppolo can figure out the San Francisco offense, then Tom Brady should be able to, right?
Well, that's fair. He's more suited to it. He can run and do those bootlegs. I'm talking about Garoppolo than Brady. So there's that whole piece. Maz is right. It is heating up. And I just think the quality of teams we're starting to now talk about makes it really serious. I can't take Tampa serious. If I'm really honest, like, I never took Anthony Lynn serious. Everything else makes sense out there. Anthony freaking Lynn.
And that team's ownership doesn't help their cause.
So,
either.
Like, there's just too many teams that don't make, you know, you just can't see Brady going there. Start to take seriously the teams Brady would go to, and San Fran's one of them. I have another developing opinion about Garoppolo and what it should take to get him back here. All of that and your thoughts as the Brady Watch heats up here on Felger and Mass.
Austin's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Felger and Mass. Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
But I can tell you right now that I've spoken to executives with 8 different teams that are at the very least monitoring Tom Brady's free agency. They are going down this list, having internal discussions right now, saying, is this the right fit for our organization? 4 of those teams, I believe, would sign him right now. The varying levels of interest within those teams makes it such, though, we still have such a long way to go. 2 weeks.
Right.
Doesn't feel
right.
That long, but there's a lot of progress that needs to be made between the teams that are interested in Tom and the teams that Tom are interested in.
Okay, it's Jeff Darlington there. 8 teams. I buy that. But what's the quality of the team? Does Tampa count? I mean, it counts. But Brady's never going to go to Tampa.
Right. Usually in these types of things, too, there are a few serious suitors. And the rest of them are sort of on the edge. Some of them hope they can get in the game and they can't. Some are in the game and Brady doesn't really have any interest in playing with them. So that usually that's how these things break down. Very rarely you have a guy go on the market like this and, yeah, I'd play for 8 teams. I mean, come on. Like, realistically, it's 2 or 3. But that's all he needs.
All he needs.
In fact, really, all you need is 2.
3 is a big number.
Yeah, 3 is a big number.
You play 3 off each other, you're in business.
Absolutely. I mean, ultimately, it'll come down to 2, probably. And the question is, which 2?
And places that you really want to go, really would go. And I think we're starting to see that market. That's the market that counts. Tennessee, San Fran. I don't know if there's another team in the woodwork that he would go to. But those 2, I think you can say they would.
This is going to get good.
Karen Grigian, and again, I told you Kern and Grigian had Jimmy's info as well, posting at 1 o'clock. Jimmy had it at 9:30. You need your own website there, Stu.
I put a few nuggets on Twitter, but I just wanted to make sure you guys had it.
StuScoops.com.
Yeah, he's got something. Belichick and Brady have spoken, writes Karen. The 2 connected by phone Tuesday, and their conversation about Brady's pending free agency, quote, didn't go well, per a source. It was the first time Belichick had contacted Brady about his contract situation and the Patriots' plans going forward. The source wouldn't shed further light on the discussion or the particulars other than noting that it wasn't all that fruitful. With Belichick being Belichick, that shouldn't necessarily be a surprise, writes Karen. He's not the type to be all warm and fuzzy when it comes to business, but in this negotiation, having Brady not peel back a layer from his, having Belichick not peel back a layer from his all business side did not sit well with number 12. Brady is looking for a sign from Belichick that the head coach wants him back. That didn't happen. So that's her reporting on that. What are your thoughts, everybody? Here's Mike in Connecticut. Go ahead, Mike, lead us off.
Good afternoon. This is going to be a win for everybody. Tom goes to Frisco. Who's happy? Super G, Tom. Garoppolo comes to New England. Who's happy? Tony and Bill. And invariably, when Garoppolo craps himself, who's happy? Big Jim Murray. and finally, with the fact that Garoppolo craps himself, you're going to have thousands of phone calls coming in demanding that Stid replaces him.
Okay, so for that, the talk show, it's all good. I think for the principals, it's all good, too. And I'll get into this later. I think Garoppolo needs Belichick because I think if he stays in San Fran with Shanahan, they're toast. That loss is going to leave a mark, and I think Garoppolo needs Bill to win one. I think Bill needs Garoppolo for the next wave, for the next thing. And he certainly could do it with someone else, but he's familiar with Garoppolo, and that would be a good choice for him.
Oh, and that would really appease the Crafts too, wouldn't it?
Yep.
I mean, again, we threw that out there, and I'm just telling you that.
And PR-wise, it might be the softest landing the Patriots have.
Absolutely. Yeah, right, it's a known commodity.
Maz put it out on his Twitter. If the Patriots let Brady go in free agency but brought back Jimmy Garoppolo, would that appease you? Would that mitigate the damage? And it was last night, 60-40, something like that? Yes.
65-35, basically.
65-35, yes. That would
2-1.
Mitigate the damage, appease you. And so I think PR-wise, that's among the softest landings they could have.
No question.
As a franchise. So the Pats would win. Losing Brady's not a win-win, but it's at least it would soften the blow. And so, we also missed the point about G and wanting to live there. And we talked about Marin County. Do you understand Silicon Valley? You know, south there, San Jose area, which is where the team actually plays. Some of the places that are down there and the money that is down there. Do you understand that area of the country? The absolute, I mean, somebody said it puts Greenwich and Brookline and these places to freaking shame. Some of the places south, South Bay. So they don't even need to go to Marin. They don't need to bother with the filthy Frisco.
I mean,
just be down in Silicon Valley. Like, those are their people.
I think that area would work. The only question that I would say for Brady out there, and, you know, San Francisco comes with questions too. Brady's oldest son that he had with Bridget Moynihan lives in New York, right? Yep. So that's a long way. It's on the other side of the country. In a lot of ways, Tennessee would make more sense for Brady on a personal level. But, you know, you're asking me the fantasy scenario, the triple X Maz scenario. Brady goes out there. Jimmy G comes to Foxborough. Everybody gets naked.
Tim in Holland. Hi, Tim.
Hi. A possible dark horse team that I haven't heard anybody talk about is the Washington Redskins. They now have a good coach.
Nope.
Why?
Garbage team, garbage franchise would be, and I'm sorry to cut you off and jump on you, but this is exactly what I'm talking about. Dan Snyder could come in and offer Tom Brady 4 years, $160 million guaranteed, and the Pats would say, good luck, there's no way you're going. And Brady would say, you're right, there's no way I'm going. Would be a fault. That's like Tampa. The Tampa, it may come in with the best offer, with a great, you know, team and all these things. He's never going to go to Tampa. That's not a legit market. I'd say the same thing about the Redskins. It's got to be a real team with a real front office, a real coach, a real chance.
Yeah, a real chance to win, too.
It's got to be a real operation. And I think that San Fran has become that in the last couple of years. I think Tennessee has become that in the last couple of years. He ain't going to go to Washington, and everyone knows it.
I mean, Brady in a Redskins uniform would be like the Namath in the Rams. Like, that's how I envision that. That would be a disaster. Disaster.
Vic in Virginia on this situation. Hi, Vic.
What's going on? I still think Dallas is in play. That division is trash. And I wonder, is Edelman tradable if Brady walks?
Okay. Here's my other developing opinion. If you want Garoppolo back, I don't want to give up a first-round pick. We talked about that briefly yesterday. You shouldn't have to give up a first-round pick for two reasons. One is there another team out there that would give up a first-round pick?
Depends.
Obviously, it depends.
No, When I mean, it depends on when I say, I think maybe, yes.
Who?
What about Tennessee?
They give up a first-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Would you rather have Garoppolo or Tannehill?
Garoppolo. But is it that overwhelming?
I think it is.
Yeah, okay, maybe. All right, so that's a good one.
So when I say it depends, meaning on depends how the chips fall.
That's a good one. So what I would look at is a team at the bottom of the first, because you're not giving up a top 10 pick or a
correct,
top 15,
correct.
Right? So
correct.
A good team at the bottom of the round who needs a quarterback. Tennessee's a great one, Maz. That's good. Give me another one.
What if the Raiders move Carr?
Okay.
Like, I could see.
Don't you feel that's lateral?
I think Garoppolo is better than Carr.
Me too, but enough to give up a first round pick?
Well, so probably not. Okay, no, so that's right.
So, I mean, we can do this.
I see what you mean. So, I see what you mean.
I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams out there giving up a first, is my point. I think even though Jimmy Garoppolo had a good year and sort of proved he's an NFL starter, I think the way it ended in that game makes him a little bit of a depressed asset. Right, because the lasting image of that fourth quarter is, you know, scary, and so I think you get him a little bit on the downside there, just the way that game ended, maybe more than a little bit. So that's another reason you shouldn't have to give up a first. And I don't know, I like the idea, and I'm happy to be blood by the Patriots fans on this of Bill, you know, the chessboard. You give up a second, but you get a third, or you get a second, but only give up a third. Like, you know, then you sort of win that transaction. If you only get a second but give up a first, you're losing that transaction. I don't feel as good about it. And now back to the caller. I'd rather give him a player. I don't know if Edelman and one of those comp picks at the end of the third round for Jimmy Garoppolo. Edelman and the comp pick, which means it's pick number 100.
Sure. Well, so look, if you're if I were the Niners, I wouldn't take that.
You wouldn't?
I would want Edelman. No. Let me rephrase. Sorry, that's wrong. That's intriguing, but I look at it and say, see, I'm not as against giving up a first round pick as you are.
They shouldn't have
crazy.
To.
They shouldn't have to, and it would be
they shouldn't have to.
It would be egregious for the Patriots to do that when you ended up getting a second in return for him.
Hold on 1 second. Stu just put his finger up.
Edelman and the rights to Gronkowski for Jimmy Garoppolo.
I was just going to say rights to Gronkowski. How about rights to Gronkowski? Now, I don't know if San Fran goes for that. They got a pretty good tight end, but I don't know.
They want a third. Look at what their draft picks are next year. They have no middle round picks. They have like a first, and then they don't draft until like the fifth round.
I'm not giving up a first for Garoppolo. As much as I like him, as much as I want him back, I think you can do it without it. And because primarily someone else has to be willing to give up a first for you to give up a first. So Tennessee's a decent one. What's another team that would give up a first round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo who you would have to outbid? I don't see it out there. Oh, the Bears to compete with Trubisky? That doesn't quite make sense. Garoppolo makes $25 million. He's got to be your guy.
Yeah, they wouldn't want him anyway. No, so, the Bears don't work.
So, I don't know. That's just my thought. You shouldn't have to give up that first to bring Garoppolo back. We are mostly this. I told you I do want to mix in Celtics from last night, Bruins from last night, Chris Sale update. We'll give you a quick Bruins minute on that big win right after Murray's update.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Maroon over the line, far side. His pass blocked. The Bruins crank it out to center ice. And this game is going final. The Boston Bruins are going to come up with a 2-1 regulation win over the Tampa Bay Lightning here at the Amalie Arena. It's their 20th road win of the year. The first time they have won in this building in five regular season visits. Jake DeBrusk with the game winner. And the Boston Bruins lead in the Atlantic Division over the Lightning now at 9 points.
Okay, quick Brady breather with a Bruins minute. What were your thoughts on last night? Maz, Murray?
Murray, you go first.
Yeah, well, I thought that they dominated that team, but it wasn't for Vasilevsky basically having the game of his life. That would have been a 5-0 shutout. But one thing stood out to me, and I put it in the email chain. It was just like a subtle thing. Kasha, like, I'd like to see a little bit more offensively, but his game defensively, and it's not like we really knew much about him playing for the Anaheim Ducks, but he's good defensively on that end of the ice. He's blocking shots. He's getting in lanes. He clears it well. Like, again, he had a chance in the first, and he missed on it. And I'd like to see a little bit more there. But defensively, he's value add.
He goes into traffic more than I thought he would. I mean, he's fast.
See, I think he's got a subtle little game that I like. And I haven't seen a lot, so this is not a final analysis. This is just sort of what I've seen. Like, you know, Danton Heinen was supposed to have this nice, quiet game. I just didn't see it. I feel like this kid has a little bit of a subtle game. He's got a really good stick. You see, a couple times last night, he sort of plucked the puck out of midair. And, you know, defensively in his own zone, he is quick. Like, I sort of like him.
It's almost like Coyle when they got him last year. It's like, you notice him. God, I wish he could score. But, boy, they might have something there, you know?
I think the kid can play a little bit, yeah. Kashe. But that's not my overall opinion. My overall opinion is, my overall impression is, it's just more of the same. You know, big spot. Kind of a litmus test game, and they win again, like pretty much all season long. Almost every time, not every time, but almost every time they've been in one of these spots, they've come through and answered. And so it's just like this focused, driven year continues. And I feel really good about them. So good, I'm kind of scared. Like, I'm confident in them. And I think Tampa's a hell of a club. And I think, to say the Bruins dominated is, I don't know if I totally agree with that, Murray. I think they
weren't the shots like 13-2 in the second period?
Sure.
Yeah, the third period with shots attempted was exactly the opposite.
I mean, they won the 60 minutes. If you tell me who was controlled more of the player over the 60 minutes, it was the Bruins. But there was a portion there in the second period where Tampa put you on your heels and they scored and they were fully on your heels. You were fully on your heels. There was a 10-minute stretch of the third where they were all over you. And if not for one of those cheesy offside calls and, you know, the defenseman hitting the bottom of the crossbar, you easily could have lost that game,
sure,
even though you controlled most of it. So I think that's a hell of a series, and that's a hell of a matchup. I think Stamkos being out evens those teams. Like, I felt last night, you were the better team, but I think that's a even sort of series, which is better than I used to think. When the Bruins used to play Tampa, I'm like, no, they're better than you. And you need a break here to get past this team. And then I watched them last night. I said, no, this is actually, you're on par with them, if not better, over the 60 minutes without Stamkos. He comes back, maybe that changes the equation. Their power play certainly changes with him on that left faceoff circle. But it's just another sign. It's another indication for me that the Bruins are onto something. They're a Stanley Cup team.
See, that game meant something to me last night, because the metric I use is I go back to where they were when they played him in the playoffs 2 years ago. They get smothered. They got smothered in that series. They lost in five games. They couldn't generate offense. They couldn't score. And it became apparent to me at that point in time the Bruins weren't ready.
And I think it was was it last year or the year before where, you know, it was them in Tampa for the division. They went down to Tampa to play a late season game. And Tampa beat them 4-0.
Yeah, they got squashed.
Was that last year?
I think it was last year.
And so even though Tampa got rubbed out, you know, luckily for you, I still think they were the superior club to you. And it's sort of in the moments where Tampa's needed it against you, they've gotten it, and they've just sort of shown it. It's time to show up, time to beat you. They beat you. And last night was one of those nights, and they didn't. And, like, to me, that's a sign of the Bruins. I think Tampa's the best team in the league, roster-wise. And, well, so you beat them. You walk into their building and beat them and rub them out and grind out a game. That's just more indication of the kind of season you're on.
I mean, that to me, that's the kind of game that tells you something about the Bruins. Because, again, they know what the history is with Tampa. They don't need to be told about that. And 2 years ago, they got freaking smothered. They just, again, I don't know any other way to put it than they weren't ready. They just weren't there yet. And now McAvoy's 2 years older. Everybody's 2 years along the line. They have Coyle. It's a different roster, veteran guys. Rask is in a different place.
Let me tell you, I think
they can play with him. I do.
So Tampa, it's clear what they did the deadline to get beefier because they need it. And, you know, you saw Maroon last night. You saw those guys adding a little more.
I forgot they had Maroon.
Right? So a little more muscle. Strawman that they don't have on D anymore. And even Dan Girardi, who, you know, a middling player at the end. Sturdy, solid defensive defensemen that were part of the reason you never got close to Tampa in the past. Now those guys are gone, and you have someone like Sergachev out there who is really talented, but boy, he's one of those Russian players I look at and go, where's your head at? Did you see the play? It was either a penalty kill or maybe towards the end where there's a loose puck going back into the Tampa end, and Tampa's, you know, pressing for a goal, and Sergachev just sort of half-asses it back there, and then it's either Coyle or Krejci just took it from him coming out of the zone. It's like a half-ass play in a key part of the game. I'm like, what's up with that?
I thought the Bruins did a good job in the final 2 minutes. They were able to keep that puck in the Tampa zone for a good chunk of time. They did a good job in the final 2 minutes. So maybe that's when that play happened.
It might have been. So, I don't know. I just think you and the Lightning, game on.
Yeah, it's a series now.
Game on.
It's a series.
Which is a development. You know, and I know Bruins fans want more. Oh, you're better than Tampa. They're overrated. I don't feel that way. I think Tampa's legit, legit, legit. That has some problems breaking through in the playoffs. That's given. But they're a good team. And you just walked in and beat them and controlled most of the game.
I'll tell you what, if they play them in the playoffs too, the closer we get with every passing game, I want Lozon in there.
Oh, yeah. It's another guy.
I want Lozon in there. I like what he's not afraid, man.
Tough.
Oh, he is. He is rugged. He's stout. I like him a lot. I don't know if the offensive side will develop. Honestly, I don't even care. He's good in his own zone. I want him involved.
Okay, so there's your Bruins Minute. You can add it to the Brady Watch and your calls in our long commercial-free segment. Oh, with something free. I'm not going to forget this time. Free tickets for you coming up next as well.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
How do you think this plays out? What's your prediction? Where's Tom Brady going to sign? Where's he going to play football next year?
50-50. It's either going to be, to me, it's either going to be New England or Tennessee with the 49ers closing hard on the outside.
So you think the 49ers conversation is real?
I do.
You think that's from Tom, or do you think that's from San Francisco?
I think it's from both. I think that there is an appeal. What's interesting about that is the Patriots sent Jimmy Garoppolo out there for such short collateral that could Belichick say, hey, why don't you just sign this guy when he comes available for 2 years? I'll take Jimmy back. He'll get you the Super Bowl that you probably could have had this year if you had Brady. And we'll start fresh. It would be interesting to me to find out whether or not that had happened, because I think that the Niners can release Jimmy Garoppolo outright and suffer no consequence.
So that was the Tom Curran comment that lit it up yesterday to SiriusXM, Adam Schein. Curran has since admitted he was kind of spitballing there a little bit. You know, speculation, informed speculation, but really more speculation than, you know, hard and fast reporting, if you will. And then he's actually written this on the NBC Sports Boston website. He said, lo and behold, when he thought he actually was talking out of his butt and might have to backtrack, his phone started ringing from people in the know. Sources close to the situation saying, you're onto something.
Do not back off that.
Do not back off. So it turns out the spitball in there hit on something. Because that's what that's what he found out since from multiple levels. And Kieran Garesian actually followed up on that as well, that someone said, yeah, there could be something there. So to me, it's real because it's really a place he would go. And this to me is, this is the change in the story. This isn't Tampa. This isn't freaking Anthony Lynn. This isn't one of these outfits where Brady's not going to go. And we all know he's not going to go. And he knows he's not going to go. And the Patriots know he's not going to go. So while there's a market there and there's money there and there's an offer there, he's not going to take it. So what good is it? And everyone knows it. San Fran, now joining Tennessee, legit places he would go that do make sense. Now you're talking a real market. That's a real market.
Absolutely. Yeah. Either one of those, I think, would be a good spot for Brady. They both had good teams. Obviously, one was in the Super Bowl. One was in the conference championship game. They both have good coaches. Again, we can debate Shanahan, certainly, but even so, he's a good offensive coach. Like, there's a lot to like there. And if this Antonio Brown element to the story is also a critical part of it, as Murray's been harping on this for weeks, and it's been all over the web, that Brady wants AB, keeps posting on AB's Instagram, Tennessee could take him and the Niners could. I mean, it's not the Raiders where they have a history and say we're done with them.
That's right.
So those two teams appear willing.
Okay, back to your phones on this. You want to mix in the Bruins as well, by all means. Spencer in Georgia on the Brady Watch. Go ahead, Spencer.
Yeah, I was just thinking about Donnie's relationship with both quarterbacks, and he's also Edelman's agent, too. Do you think Donnie's already having his conversation with the 49ers, like, yeah, swing Edelman for Garoppolo, because that probably makes Belichick happy, because you'd rather be a year early on Edelman than a year late, I'm sure. And then just the second thing I wanted to bring up, too, what do you think the TV ratings would be with Brady in a 49ers jersey in Gillette Stadium? Don't you think the NFL would be trying to push these parties to make it happen?
Okay, I mean, that's just one game. But I think the league would benefit spreading it out a little bit. And, you know, I think the storyline would benefit them. Brady in another uniform that matters would benefit them. Donnie's role in this is a great thing to bring up. Brady's agent, Garoppolo's agent, you know, just like the last time. Where, you know, Yee probably got in the way of the Patriots going forward with Garoppolo, but does this now increase the chances of Garoppolo comes back? Because, you know, back to this thing, should the Pats give up a first-round pick for Garoppolo? I say no, primarily because I don't know what the mark, meaning I don't know if there would be another team that would offer first, so why should you? And I said, well, what team at the bottom of the first, because someone in the top 10 is not going to do it. So someone, you know, from 15 down who needs a quarterback, which means they're a decent team, with a first-round pick, but they need a quarterback. Who would qualify? Matt said Tennessee. That's a good one. Then you raised another one.
Indianapolis.
Indy's another one. Okay, that's a good one.
Indy might make more sense than anybody.
Okay, so would Tennessee or Indy give up a first-round pick for Garoppolo? Maybe. Maybe. At least they're viable. What if, though, Donnie says to those teams, Jimmy doesn't want to be there. Jimmy doesn't want to be there. You can trade for him.
Sure.
You have his rights. He'll show up. But he wants to go back to New England, so his heart's not in it. So Yi can sort of engineer the thing. You know, he can pee in the pool. And certainly a team can ignore him and say, yeah, well, tough. He's going to come here and play here for $25 million and he'll be fine. But there's Yi's role is not to be
overlooked.
Do not overlook Don Yee's role.
It should not be minimized either. Because, look, as you said, he's part of the reason why Jimmy G didn't work here. He could be part of the reason why he comes back. So I get that. I'm just telling you, if I were Indianapolis, and for that matter, Tennessee, but Indianapolis more so, because I think their need might actually be greater. Again, you had all that invested in your team. You thought you're going to the Super Bowl potentially. Like, you're that kind of team, and then your quarterback retires at age 29. Boy, how do we fix that one without going into the, you know, tank again? Jimmy G's available? I offer number 14.
Yeah. Oh, 14?
Jesus, Maz.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I don't think you need to.
See, but again, I'm consistent with this. And when I say, and I don't even mean it for Garoppolo. I mean, when the Patriots had Garoppolo, I said, you don't give him up for anything. There's nothing more valuable to your franchise than the next quarterback. So if Indianapolis believes that Garoppolo is the guy, why wouldn't you give up number 14?
Because you don't need to. Because no one's offering number 15. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like you only have to beat out Tennessee in the late 20s. So is there something else you can do to beat out? It's all about just having the highest offer, but not like overpaying. So
of course.
You're just one step above the next highest bidder. Who's the next highest bidder?
I know. I just don't think it's an overpayment. Again, Matt Cassel went for a high second. Matt Cassel sucked. Jimmy G's better than Matt Cassel.
Okay, we can continue to debate. Johnny in the car on the Bruins last night. Hi, Johnny. Oh, I hit the wrong button. Johnny, I'm sorry. You can call me back. Mike and Methuen on the same thing. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, actually, I was going to ask you. I mean, I know that this talk about, you know, the Bruins possibly winning the President's Trophy, and I know all about the President's Trophy jinx and how teams just struggle to win them both in the same year. But I kind of get the feeling, I say let them win it. I mean, I want your take on this because I kind of think that the President's Trophy sort of takes a back seat to the fact that they made it all the way to the finals last year and were just one game away from winning.
So, Mark,
I don't think it's like the focus going forward into the playoffs, you know?
So I want them just to keep this focus they're on. Just they've kind of been on a mission. This team's been on a mission. That's how it looks to me. Every time they're at a sort of a signpost sort of moment. And when I say that, I mean like when you're coming out of a break to start the season, you know, sort of a litmus test. They were great. Going into a break, coming out of a break, a big game against a division opponent, a national TV. I feel like they're winning almost every time they're in that spot. The coach calls them out. They come out and win. And so they've just had this focus and this drive. I feel like they've been on a mission. I feel like this is a team on a mission. So corny, God, but I feel like they have been. And
in regulation, they're 42-13.
I mean, it's absurd.
And 42-13-12. Okay, so I got to throw in those overtime losses.
So I feel like this is so different than the last time they won the President's Trophy, which was the year after they lost to the Blackhawks in the Cup. I feel like they just won the President's Trophy by default. Like that wasn't a big year for the league. They didn't put up a huge point total, I don't think. I just didn't view it there. Like this team from the opening bell has been a driven, focused team that, for the most part, in most spots where they've had to have it, have had it the entire season. So go ahead, win the President's Trophy and, you know, deal with that jinx later. Keep your focus. And I don't think it's that big of a jinx, by the way, anyway. The Blackhawks won it with the President's Trophy a couple years ago, anyway.
They wanted that game last night. The Bruins did. They came out and played great in the early part of that game. I thought they looked awesome.
They had 117 points in 13-14.
That's a lot. It's more than I remember.
Sure is.
What are they at right now, like 98?
96.
96 with 15 left to go?
Correct.
That thing is an albatross.
So I guess that's the same point total. I didn't love that team in 2014. I don't feel like them like I do about this team. I don't.
No, these guys are solid. I mean, and they play hard. Last night I told you, convinced me, with them with Tampa, that's a series.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.